Blog Talk Radio.
And good afternoon or morning, wherever you may be, and welcome to another exciting episode of Let's Coach with Mark and Carolyn. It's a show that brings the best from the coaching world to that you can use in your everyday life, and we tell you a little bit about what coaching can do for you. So we bring great news stories from small business ideas and all the good news stories, stories about people paying it forward into their everyday lives. Unfortunately, Mark can't be with us today. So he, you know, one of the things we talk a lot about on the show is our own personal development and our growth and different things that we need to do for ourselves to keep us on top of our game. So Mark's taking that time to do that today. And so we trade off. I won't be able to be here next week, so he'll have to fly solo as well. But Mark, to give you a little bit of background, Mark is a executive leadership coach, and he works a lot with nonprofits. We talk a lot about giving back and service, and so that's a lot of what we spend our time doing. And he has a passion and is, I'll say, very great at working with nonprofits. And myself, you guys, most of our listeners know, I'm Carolyn Owens, and I am the chairwoman and CEO of Infinity Coaching, and where we help women up-level their skills so they can up-level their income. And we offer career and leadership and life coaching services, working one-on-one with clients or in group settings, and we also do a lot of organizational training. So if you want to find out more and connect with my co-host, Mark Thorne, you can reach him at 301-717-1185, or you can send him an email at dmthorne@verizon.net. And you can also connect with him on social media at on Twitter at Mark Coaches, and you can find him on Facebook and LinkedIn as well. To connect with me, you can find me, again, I'm all over social media. My primary is Twitter. I spend a lot of time there, and that's at Carol R. Owens. And you can also find me on Facebook, on Google Plus, not so much, but then connect with me on LinkedIn. And if you want to reach out to me, you can email me at cowens@infinitycoaching.net, or you can give me a call at 901-218-764. And before we continue on with the show, I just want to tell you about some upcoming events in the DMV, the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area. This weekend, we have the National Christian Writers Conference. You've been hearing me talk a lot about that over the past couple of months, and it's finally here. It's happening. On Friday night, we have a gospel concert where we have various entertainers such as Brandy Marshall, Danny Alford. We have Stephen Stewart, who's appeared on the BET Gospel Show. We have Michael Smith, who's going to give a presentation that's going to be very uplifting and motivating to not just entertainers, but anyone who's out there having a business. And you know how we get those times where we're feeling like, you know, why am I doing this? You know, he's going to give you that desire, that motivation to keep moving forward when you need to. On Saturday, we have a whole bunch of workshops that will be taking place, presentations from some of the experts in their fields. We have a branding coach, Joan Wilson Thompson, known as the Corner Woman, who will show you how to be on top of your game. We have Doug Crow, who's going to present on marketing, and Ken Vershan, who's going to talk about, you know, if you do have that book or you desire to have that book, how are you going to market that book using social media? But a lot of what he's going to do is just not for the authors. It's going to apply. If you have a business out there and you don't have that presence on social media, you've got to catch up to the times. So those are just a few of the presentations that you're going to hear on Saturday. So I definitely encourage you, if you want to register for that event, there's still time. In the, if you type in NCWC, FR, it's going to bring you to the website where you can register. Or if you're following me on social media, you will see that the posts I've been doing about the, I didn't even mention the vendors, and you get fed at the event and all the awesome door prizes. So you can see a lot of that if you're following me on social media. And one of the best door prizes, you've heard her on our show, Natalie Forrest, has donated a coaching session with her, as well as a copy of her new book that's coming out called Revolutionize. And if you haven't heard or met Natalie, that session is well worth it to whoever is the lucky recipient of it. So a lot of good things happening this weekend here in the DMV. Save the date, October 2nd and October 3rd. We have the On Purpose Networking Conference, which is taking place in Homewood Suites by Hilton in Columbia, Maryland. So they haven't the registration is not live for that, but I've attended that event. I've spoken at that event, and I encourage you, save the date. I will be there October 2nd, October 3rd. So October 2nd, it's in the evening from 5 to 10, and October 3rd, it's from 8 to 6. So I definitely encourage you to check that one out. Coming up in November, November 20th, now you know how we always talk about, we wish we could dress up and attend certain networking events? Well, this one is a black tie affair. It is an entrepreneur's gala and awards ball that's being held at the BWI Hilton. Now, early bird tickets are available until August 1st for this one. I'm just telling you a few of the people that are going to be there. Charlie Krausen from ABC News, Lynette Charles will be there. Again, Dr. Natalie Forrest, who I mentioned earlier, is going to be hosting the event alongside Charlie Krausen. And this is all about casting vision and creating leaders. And there's 10 honorees that'll be there that night, and Lynette Charles is one of them. We have Shelley Hunt. She's being honored that night. And if you want to go to this event, it's being hosted by Larry White Sr., and he is the head of VIP Events Concierge. And to register for this event, you go to www.vipeventsconcierge.com. So it's celebrating, it's all about celebrating those who make a difference. And you know that's what our show is all about, is helping to promote people that are doing just that, making a difference in our society. And also being able to educate you and share tips and techniques that's going to move your life forward, to have those aha moments that when you're feeling like, oh, well, I just don't know how to go on. You know, hopefully something on our show is motivating you or just getting you to think. Because once you start having self-awareness, that's pretty powerful. Because with the self-awareness, it's going to become that responsibility. And so I'm very excited for our guest that we have here today. Let me go ahead and bring him on the line. Quentin, are you with us?
Yes, I sure am.
So I'd like to take a minute and introduce you to everyone can know more about who you are. I am very, very honored to have you with us today. And Quentin Morgan, he is an author, he's a speaker, he's a relationship advocate, and he's certified in wellness advisory. And his new book is entitled Male Baggage, Understanding the Burdens and Impediments that men bring into relationship. And the book focuses on bringing key relation issues that are not discussed to the forefront. You know, these are a lot of things that we avoid discussing. And I know, Quentin, if you meet him, if you get to hear him speak and talk to him, he doesn't just throw things under the rug and hide. He actually gets deep down, and he's going to talk about this stuff. So his goal is to bring these issues to light. You know, he wants to aid in having loving and caring relationships, you know, really living life. When he does this, he brings a lot of his own experiences that enable him to have this understanding. And he talks a lot about communication skills so that you can have a much better relationship. So, as I said, his approach is unconcealed. It's a matter of fact, you know, getting down and dirty so that it can be transforming and empowering. So the techniques he has provides an understanding of personality traits and basic gender differences that ultimately eliminates misunderstandings, the buildup of resentment, and bitterness that can lead to an everlasting intimate relationship. So I'm very happy to have with us the author of Male Baggage, Quentin Morgan. Hi, Quentin.
Yeah. Hey, Carolyn. Hey, Carolyn. How are you? I'm glad to be in the number, and I'm excited to be part of the program this afternoon.
Well, I'm excited to have you here. We've tried to schedule this a couple of times, and it actually worked out mm-hmm. today. So I'm definitely happy to have you with us. But before we talk about the book, you know, your actual company and business name is Unique Fitness.
Mm-hmm.
Can you explain what Unique Fitness is about?
Unique Fitness is it's a chakra, right? It's a circle. I don't just focus on the physical aspect of being fit. I also focus on the mental and spiritual aspect of being fit. That's why I call it unique, because a lot of people have certain areas that they focus on, whether it's physical, you know, being physically fit or mentally fit or even spiritually fit. But I put all of them together and focus on each aspect, because it takes all of those aspects together to be complete in your fitness. And that's why I call it Unique Fitness, because it is unique in my approach.
So how do you work with people, or how do they experience this with you to understand that whole process?
Number one, what I try to do is I try to get a wholeness of the person, understand who the individual is, and understand what their actually needs are, right? And a lot of times, most of the times, people have certain needs that they're not even aware of, right? So, I have to get a chance to counsel with them and talk with them and get deep down, especially when you're dealing with women. Because what happens a lot with women when it comes down to fitness, from a physical aspect, their personal life, if they're having problems within their relationship and things of that matter, it can also affect their physical health as well. So they may be able to do all the working out that is required and eat right and everything, but from a mental aspect of things not going right, mentally or within their relationship with their husband, wife, girlfriend, whatever, okay, it can cause problems and affect them from a physical aspect. So what I try to do is just try to get inside each individual and, get to those personal things to really get an understanding of what they really need in their complete fitness.
You know, I know that you're very passionate about the work you do, especially since writing the book, Male Baggage. So
mm-hmm.
I want to ask, do you see that there is a problem with intimacy and relationships in our society?
I see there's a problem with not just intimacy. There's a problem with communication. You know, there's a problem with, I always say this, and you know, it's really true, it holds true. There has never been a civilization ever in life, ever, that has ever thrived, right, when the male and female did not get along, okay? And right now, especially within the black community, we're on that line right now, you know. So what I will try to do is bridge that gap between men and women, get some type of understanding of one another, because a lot of things, what happens is the breakdown comes from the communication and really not understanding the other person, right, their wants, their needs, their desires, and whatnot, right? So what I've tried to do with my book and with my movie as well was to, you know, get some understanding, you know, to kind of break it down from so you can hear it from the horse's mouth, so to speak, the women and the men, to understand how they feel, how women feel about us as men, and understand how we feel concerning you all as women. And a lot of times, when you can get it from the horse's mouth, it can ring true. You can say, okay, you can identify with this, identify with that, and also it gives you an understanding of how the person actually thinks. And that's what I try to create with producing the book.
You know, and the book is about male baggage. So what, like, the moment that you knew, okay, this is a book I need to write, you know, what really led you to really, you know, we all talk about, yeah, this is a good idea and I could put it on paper. You hear that often. But what
mm-hmm.
really led you to just take and dump all this that was in your head and your heart and put it into a book?
The community and what's going on within the African-American community. you know, what's going on in society. And it stems back, if we're going from a biblical or a spiritual perspective, the man is the head, right? So if the man is the head and things are not going on, things are not going, you know, things are going awry in the relationships or it, within society in itself, then the man has to take the brunt of that blow. Because if we are the leaders and things are not going in order, then it starts at the head. And I always try to use the analogy of sports. You know, no, regardless on how if the team can be horrible, okay? The team can be horrible, or the team can be great. The coach gets all the credit or discredit, you know, for what goes on within the team, right? And that's how you're able to see. You can take a regular team that's doing horrible, right? And they fire the coach, right? They fire the coach. And then they bring a new coach in with the same team, and that team goes to the Super Bowl, goes to the NBA playoffs, or whatever it may, whatever it is. That's because of the head and his assignment, you know, or what he implements, right? And I think for me, that's what made me decide to write the book. Because right now, within the African American community, I think that we're going on a downward spiral, and I think it stems from us as men not being men, and us leading our women down the wrong, you know, in the wrong path, wrong direction. And if we're the head, we have to take the responsibility for that. And one of the main components of actually solving any problem is acknowledgement of the problem. So recognition. And I think that us as men need to recognize that, self-reflect and realize that we are the problem. And, you know, you have a lot of women say, well, no, it's not just all on the man. Well, of course not. It's not all on the man. But if I'm the head, I'm going to take my problems, you know, and take what I've done to cause a demise within the community, within our relationships. I'm going to take on that. Now, as a woman, you can take on what you have done. But it's not my responsibility to really point the finger at you, because who likes the finger pointed at them? You know, see, if we can flip the book. If I said female baggage and flipped it, then I would look like a hater, a man that's bitter, and, you know, everything that goes along with that. So that's why I took the responsibility and said, hey, I took, you know, being a man and saying we are the problem. And then other individuals can work on themselves. And that's how we can become, you know, together or within the community.
And you mentioned that a man is to be the head. But a lot of times you'll hear a conversation in society saying, you know, women are stepping up and they're running the household.
That's
right. Not really doing that. But, hey, it's okay. Right. Let the woman take the lead. What do you think about that?
I think it's not okay, okay? It's not okay. The reason a woman has to take the lead is because we're not stepping up. And anything that's out of order is going to be out of line. It's not going to be right. And you can see a woman, just from a society standpoint, black, white, anything, you know, from a society standpoint, if you see a woman telling her man what to do, it doesn't seem right whatsoever. Okay? You can see her, and she don't have to be real, as a matter of fact, in her approach, right? She can just be directing him in the right direction or whatever. But it doesn't seem right. It doesn't seem right because it's not right. But from an African-American perspective, the women have had to take up, to step up and take that role, because we haven't been men. We look at it from a society standpoint. You know, you got the men wearing, you know, pants below their buttocks. You know, you got these rappers with you know, degrading the woman. And then the woman in terms end up degrading herself. You know why? Because she's mimicking the man. You know, she's following his lead, you know. So, you know, if you come as a woman, when I say it's not okay in a sense that that's not the order, right? But it is okay in the aspect of if a man is not stepping up, then the woman has to step up. She has no choice. She has no choice, you know, because she has to survive. She got to take care of kids or whatever or what have you, you know. But and also goes back to you have more black men in college. I mean, in prison than you do in college.
Prison.
You know, you more do. Black men in prison than you do in college. You know, so, I mean, and what is that? You know, and then when you, and don't get me started on the homosexual aspect of it. So you got men that are in prison, that you got another 3% or 5% or whatever that are gay, Then you got another 3% that are down low, you know. So what pool do you all have to pull from? You know, it's not that vast, you know. So you know, so we have to step up and be men, you know, and not a lot. Not saying that a woman can't lead. Women can lead because you all have proven that, you know. But it's out of order. It's out of order. That's why it doesn't look right. That's why it doesn't look right, you know. Go ahead.
And there are some people who would beg to differ with you and say, why can't the woman lead? You know, it's why are you telling me I can't step up and be telling him what to do?
Well,
now, I'm not saying, let me clear it up. That's not my perspective personally, but
I'm
objective and being, you know, I'm being able to see both sides of this.
Okay. Well, let's go back. Let's go back to what I said originally. Okay. 73%, 75% or something like this in the 70s are Christians. Okay. Actually, 73% of all Christian, African American Christian households end up in divorce. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, you're talking from a biblical, once again, I'm talking from a biblical perspective. If you're talking from a Christian perspective, it's not, the woman is not supposed to lead. And that's it. I have no, I mean, if you're talking from a Christian perspective, a woman is not supposed to lead. That's it. That's it. You know, now you can try to contradict it, or you can try to talk against it or whatever, but if you are a Christian, then you're actually talking against the Bible in itself. A woman is not supposed to lead. And that's it. You know, if we're talking from a Christian perspective, of course.
Now, you mentioned something. You said that men are leading women down the wrong, in the wrong direction.
That's right.
So, can you? What did you really mean by that?
You know, lying,
mm-hmm.
cheating, not being open. You know, just from that standpoint. You know, so what happens is you create this damage, you know, when you lie, right? And you create, she believes you, she trusts you, right? So now she finds out information that you know, have another girlfriend or whatever it may be. You know, you're doing stuff you're not supposed to be doing. So that creates that divide with that trust. Now she doesn't really trust you, and it also makes her not really trust the next man, so to speak, or the next person. You know,
mm-hmm.
it creates that damage. You know, it creates damage. You know, so when I say I'm, you know, leading women down the wrong direction, that's what I mean. You know, not being leading, and just in general, you know, just us as men not stepping up to the plate and being, you know, and being men, you know, and leading our sons and daughters in the right direction, right, and leaving it up to the woman. Which is essentially leading her in the wrong direction, because she has to play. I don't like to say playing man, but now she has to try to make up that difference, and which is impossible. So that's the wrong direction that I mean.
So you know, you mentioned you were talking about the lying, and you started talking about the cheating, which is a good, you know, way into more about your book. The book,
mm-hmm.
each chapter you have talks about a certain type of guy. So I want to take a few minutes and kind of talk about a few of those guys. For example, you know, when you describe them, you know, I love the title male baggage.
Mm-hmm.
And male, just because of knowing, you know, your work that you've done
mm-hmm.
in the U.S. with the Postal Service. So
mm-hmm.
when you put male baggage on there, I thought that was cool.
Right.
But in terms of these bags that they're bringing into the relationship, you
mm-hmm.
talk about what's a baby bag?
It's the baby mama drama, okay? that's the guy that is still sleeping with the mother of his child, and he has a relationship on the forefront, but on the side he's sleeping with the mother of his child, and he's lying to the mother of his child about his current relationship, which creates a divide between the mother of his child and his current woman, right? So he lies
mm-hmm.
to both of them. He lies to his current lover about mother of his child, right? He lies to her, and she's not, she's no good, she's this, she's that, and whatever. But then he also lies to the mother of his child about his current woman, saying, I don't know why she's, you know, she's not doing this, she's not doing that, you're a better woman, I just can't be with you right now, or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. But the reason he does that is so he can continue to sleep with her, you know. So it creates, that's why you find a lot of times the mother of the child doesn't get along. Sometimes there's other elements to that as well, but because the man is actually playing both sides of the fence, right, creating that divide, and that's that baby mama drama. That's why I named it the baby bag.
So, but how can a woman not allow herself to be, you know, and I'll use the word victim or manipulated, mm-hmm. or influenced into that situation?
Mm-hmm. Actions speak louder than words. Okay? Actions speak louder than words. And that's it. You know, you know, if he says A, B, C, and D, then he has to be doing A, B, C, and D. Right? But what happens a lot of times when we fall victim to, you know, well, I still love him or whatever, and still end up having sex with the guy and creating more damage, okay, because you're creating that, you know, that soul tie and that emotional connection. You know, so to avoid that, I just, you know, I say, you know, for the most part, you have to make sure if he's with a current lover, then you do not need to sleep with him whatsoever. If you all's conversation is not about your child, you know, then really needs to be no conversation or minimal conversation at best, if any, you know. But don't allow him to talk to you about his current lover, and also even as a and if you are the current lover, don't allow him to talk about the mother of his child, you know, to you. Because if he talk about her, you can rest assured he'll talk about you as well, and he is talking about you. So that's how you avoid that situation.
You know, before we talk about another type of bag, I want to remind our listeners out there, if you have a question for Quentin, if you have any comments or you have a question for me, you can call us at 602-753-1726. Again, that's 602-753-1726. And we do have a caller on the line. I just want to check and see if they have a question or if they'd like to make a comment. Hello, caller with number ending in 48. Do you have any questions or comments for Quentin? Okay, they're probably just listening.
Okay.
Go ahead and pull them back. There we go. All righty, so we talked about the baby bag, and your book goes into so many different types. I want to talk, what's the nickel bag?
Nickelback, that's the player, that's the hustler. I'm sorry, that's the hustler. You know, that's the guy. He's a drug dealer or a hustler. He ain't necessarily be a drug. He's a street guy. You know, really doesn't have a job. You know, he's hustling. You know, and he doesn't really add any true value to the relationship. You know, only you know he doesn't have a real job. You know, he's a street guy, you know, and he actually can bring the streets into your life, which can actually be detrimental, you know, because you have to end up watching your back, you know. And I say, you know, that's why you have the, and let me say this, you have the, we've all heard this saying, right? I'm a ride or die chick, okay?
Yes, we've heard it.
You know, and you might think, what is that? What is that? You're a ride or die chick. You know, I take a charge from my man. You will take a charge. That's that hustler. And why would a real man, allow his woman to take a charge for him and do some time? What sense does that make? And that's the problem I have. I'm going off subject here, but that's the problem I have with the TV show Empire. You know, that's one of the problems I have with that show, you know. One of the main cat, Cookie, the main cat, that took a charge for her man. He allowed it. Did 17 years for a man, you know what I mean, that cares nothing about her. If a man cared about you, he wouldn't allow you to not only not take a charge, but not even be involved or put you in a situation where you have to even be questioned about certain things concerning his personal or you know, financial life, so to speak. So that's the that's the nickel bag. He's the hustler.
You know, and your comments on Empire, but that's one of the most popular shows out there for our community.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
you could they do the Twitter events and Facebook events about who's mm-hmm. on watching Empire right now. They have Empire parties and everything else. But
mm-hmm.
I have one person, Lakeisha, Legacy in the Making magazine, and
mm-hmm.
I remember she posted one time about why everybody's sitting up there watching Empire. You need to be out there building your own empire.
Woo!
So,
that's right.
When you talk about that person who will get the woman out there, you know, running the streets for him or doing all that kind of stuff, and who's going to take a charge for her man, when you think about the man who wants his woman to be deceptive in any kind of way for him, lying
mm-hmm.
for him, stealing for him, covering for him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's so many women. Well, it starts with that one little lack of integrity or different things
mm-hmm.
that they'll be asked to do, and then it can
mm-hmm.
get bigger and bigger. And next thing you know, y'all across the street, he in the male prison, you in the female.
That's right. And you have to think, what man, what real man would want his woman to lie for him to get him out of trouble? What a real man. Men protect, profess, and provide. Okay? So how am I protecting you by putting you in a situation where you have to lie for me in order to keep me out of a situation? Doesn't add up. Doesn't add up. And going back to the show in itself, that's part of the problem within our community. We gravitate towards the negativity. That show is completely negative. You know, completely, utterly negative. Listen, number one show on TV, and not because of the dominant society, it's number one because of us, you know. So for a person that has never met or seen or, you know, been around African-Americans, and they see that show and the ratings that it gets, then what would they think? That's how they act. That's how they act. You don't think that coincides with the way they treat us in society? You don't think that coincides with the way they see, because we act like that. So they see, or so they think. Then we perpetuate that image, you know, on the big screen, you know, and which is supposed to be part of our zeitgeist, okay, which I disagree with. You know what I mean? So, but we gravitate towards that negative, and that's one of the main purposes of my book. So let me say this: the reason I address women and not men,
mm-hmm.
because men, we think we know it all. A man is not going to listen to another man. Then a man will look at a book. Oh, he's just a player, you know, or he's just trying to get into the woman's psyche so he can get more women. Has nothing to do with that whatsoever. A woman is going to like you regardless of whether you've got a book or whether you talk negatively or positively. A woman is going to like what she likes, period. Okay? But my thing is, if I can address the woman, because our goal, we love you all, so we go after you all. But if I could change you all's mindset towards us, right, then I can actually change our approach and mindset towards you all. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you all stop
mm-hmm.
accepting certain type of behavior,
yes.
then we have to stop acting a certain kind of way. So that's why I address women and not men, you know. And once the woman can really get the, you know, and I'm not the tell-all be-all. It's not, my words are not absolute. Of course, you have certain situations that go differently. That's understandable. But for the most part, if you listen to what I say in this book, I will save you a bunch of heartache and heartbreak and pain for your future relationships, guaranteed.
Now, you know, that's one of the things I try to teach a lot of the young ladies. I've worked at some of the school and after schools and after school programs, and you know that's the thing. They're the ones there with the power that can shift the mindset of the men, because when they are the ones who are going after, they're thinking that this is the image of the guy I want. You know, the one who's not doing well in school, or the one who's got, you know, running around talking very negative and condescending, talking about the women, calling them names and stuff. Well, right now that's in, that's cool, but I'm trying to, if the women say, well, I don't want you, I want the kid over there who I know has a future, because you might be it for now, but who going to be there in the long run, you know? And if they start going for the guy like that, other guy's going to change, because they ain't getting nothing.
That's right.
They're sitting there in the corner, but the girls are going for the good, you know, I hate to say good guy, bad guy, but the guy that got a little something going on that's legit, you know?
That's right.
But right now, we've created this fantasy that the good guy is the one who's the guys we talking about here. You know, that hustler, the one who has that temporary satisfaction for you.
That's right. That's right. And you got to think, why do we, you know what, why do we glorify guys being pimps, right? Why do we, when I say pimps, I'm not talking about in a real pimptuous, you know, environment as far as, you know, prostitutes and whatnot. I'm just talking about a man in general being a pimp. You know, why do we, it's good for a black man to have multiple women. Look at him, he's a player. Even go back to, remember the movie Boomerang with Eddie Murphy?
Yes, yes.
He was a straight-up player, right? And that was glorified, which it was a good movie, you know what I mean? But it was glorified. And all of his boys looked at him like what? Like he was the man, right? Whenever he walked in the office, all the women looked at him like he was what? The man. But why do we glorify that within our community? You don't see the dominant society doing that. You know, if a white guy does that, they're gonna ostracize him. What? You playing your woman? They're gonna ostracize him. You know, so we need to change our zeitgeist. We need to change our culture. We need to change our mindset. And that was one of the main purposes of this book and my movie.
Yeah, and we just talked about two so far, the baby bag and the nickel bag. So everybody that's listening out here, that's just a small sampling of what you get when you read this book. So let's talk about the paper bag.
That's the drunk, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's the guy that alcohol plays a major part in relationship, and actually alcohol controls the relationship. And the reason I named it a paper bag, because, you know, you go to the store and get your liquor, you know, get your beer, they go put it in a paper bag, you know, and that's how you hide it. When you drink it in the car, you leave it in the bag. You know, but that's the guy that allows alcohol to control his relationship, and that actually has a problem with alcohol and, you know, really doesn't recognize it, right? Comes home drunk. And, you know, so he's out of his natural mind, you know what I mean, and can cause major, major problems within the relationship. And like I said, really it's not him controlling the relationship, it's the alcohol. So, you know, you have to recognize these guys, when they, before they even really come, you know, you have to, once you, and I always say this, with any male or female, we all have, you know, and I compare it to movie trailers, right? When you see a movie trailer, the movie trailer tells you basically what the movie is about, right? Gets you hyped up, or it says, oh, I don't want to watch it, whatever, right? And we all have personal movie trailers, right? When a person shows you who they are in the beginning, believe it. No sense to think that person was going to be any different from what they've shown you. And what I encourage a lot of women to do is, once a guy shows you who he is, you know, either exit the situation, but, you know, don't deal with the guy. Don't believe there's going to be anything different than what he's shown you, you know, because a person shows you their movie trailer. They show you who they are, you know. So when you have those first couple of conversations, or you're around him for the first time and he shows that sign that he may be a drunk, that he may be an abuser, that he may be a cheater or whatever, that, you know, act on it. You know, actions speak louder than words. You know, always remember that.
A lot of times with the paper bag, there's that codependency that develops where it sometimes it's more peaceful, or you like him, he's easier to get along with when he's in that drunken state, when he's that alcoholic. And so it's easy, like, okay, baby, I'll go get it for you. But because you think you got to stay in this relationship, you think you really want to be with this man, but you don't even really know who he is. Because all you see him is, you know, after a while it starts coming through your pores at night when you're sleeping. And that, from, I mean, I would be sick to my stomach myself thinking about it. But there are women who feel like what they get, they, and some of these guys that we talk about, they feel stuck. They feel trapped in the situation.
Well, here it is. Yeah, and I tell this to anybody. If you are in a relationship where you feel like you need to be in a relationship, then you're not in a relationship. Let me say it again. If you're in a relationship, but you feel like you need to be in a relationship, then you're not in a relationship. You know, all that trying to, I'm trying to hold it together, is not that hard. Why should you be trying to hold it together? It should just flow. It should just flow. You know, when you're actually in love and actually have your soulmate, you know, it should just flow. It shouldn't be nothing to try to hold together, right? When you take a, you take a house that's just put together properly, solid foundation, all the joints and eaves and everything is put together properly. It'll stand through any wind, any storm, it'll stand, right? But if it's not really put together properly, now you have to patch it up. Okay, the roof leaking. Okay, you patch the roof. Okay, the AC is not working right. Okay, well, you rig it up so it can, you know, get you by, you know. But it's going to break down. It's just a matter of time. But, you know, right now it's getting us by. The roof is going to leak again, but I patched it up for now. Same thing, relationship. You got to do all these patching and trying to hold it together. Oh, it's not worth it. Leave. Start over, you know, with someone else. You know, or start over, forget someone else. Start over by yourself. You know who you are. You know, love yourself more.
You describe all of these different guys and the different baggage. So out of all of the ones you describe, what is the most popular one? What's the one you see
scumbag.
The most?
Scumbag, player, chapter one. Scumbag, player. When you talk, you're a woman. Most women you talk to, you know, been played. You know, they've been played. Not every woman has been abused. You know, not every woman has dealt with a nickel bag. You know, not every woman has dealt with the punching bag. That's the abuser. You know, the people, the alcoholic, you know, the tote bag, that's an unemployed man. Not all women have dealt with those guys. But most women have dealt with that scumbag player, you know. So I would say the top two would be the scumbag player would be number one. Number two would probably be the overnight bag. That's the hit it and quit it guy.
So I'm gonna, you know, I know you're always asked this when you have an interview, so I'm definitely gonna ask it as well. Which one were you?
The chapter one, the worst of the worst, the scumbag player, chapter one. You know, in order to, and I go back to, you know, what I said earlier. You know, in order to solve a problem, you got to have recognition of the problem. You know, go back to my video, you know, men and the physiological damage that we cause in relationships. You know, self-responsibility, you know, taking responsibility for your actions, right? That's how, you know, and I don't, you know, I had to go through what I went through in order to be who I am today, you know, to be able to provide this information. People say, you give advice. Well, I don't really give advice. I just provide information, and hopefully the information that I provide will be able to help you. You know, given the things that I've been through, you know, that I've created, the damage that I've done, you know. So, yeah, chapter one, the scumbag, you know, I mean, the lowest of the low. And he's a mess, you know, he's a mess, you know. And actually, he has low self-esteem in a lot of ways because he, you know, needs a multitude of women to validate his, you know, who he is, you know what I mean, which if you need other people to validate who you are, then you really, you know, have a lot of internal problems. You know what I mean? So, chapter one. Yeah, chapter one. But you have to recognize, even if you're an alcoholic, whatever, when you go to Alcoholics Anonymous or whatever type of drug program, the very first thing they do is make you say, I am so-and-so and I'm an alcoholic. They make you admit of what you actually are, you know. Because in order to solve the problem, any problem, in order to know what 1 + 1 is, or 6 divided by 19 or whatever, you have to know the steps in order to solve the problem. So you have to understand the problem. If you don't understand the problem, you never solve it.
But what was that changing moment for you? I mean, because I know you, and I know you don't have low self-esteem, and
right.
I know where you are in your life, and you're in a wonderful place. And
right.
So what was that changing moment that flipped the switch for you?
Damage, just recognizing. I remember my dad told me, you know, you're burning the candle at both ends, you know. And my mother telling me, you know, you know, you're not doing anything, breaking a bunch of hearts, leaving a trail of tears. What good is that? You know, who are you helping? So actually, I realized I was adding to the problems in society, the problems of broken hearts, you know, wet words that mean nothing, you know, leaving people with, you know, lack, you know, self-esteem, you know, lowering people's self-esteem, trust issues. You know, I was a part of that, realizing, wow, I've created all of this damage is because of me, you know, and how am I going to make a change? You know, well, I got to change. That's what started it, you know, recognizing that, you know, you have to change within yourself in order to create change from a society standpoint. It starts with self. So just me recognizing that I wasn't, you know, I was, you know, full of crap and, you know, just, you know, you get tired of lying, you know, get tired of game playing. That's all it is, you're lying and playing games, you know, and sooner or later you should get tired of it. You know, you should get tired of playing these doggone games and, you know, juggling these women left and right. I mean, that becomes tiresome, and it should be, and it's stupid, you know. But when you don't recognize, understand who you are, then you're, you know, indulge in the same activities that I did. But that's why I wrote the book. You know, the book is actually good for men, too, because you can see yourself in a couple of these guys and say, wow, look at this damage that I'm causing. You know, look what I'm doing. You know, you see it every day on Maury Povich. You see it every day on Jerry Springer, you know, on these shows. You see it every day, you know, with the damage on Judge Mathis, on Judge Judy. You see it every day. And 90% of the time, it's the man that's one that's caused this these problems, you know, with our lies and deceit.
You know, I know time is winding down, but I want to make sure we spend a few minutes talking about your movie. But before we go there, when you talk about these guys, from their perspective, they may seem like, you know, I got it pretty good as the overnight bag or the nickel bag, you know. I got my thing going on. Hey, she going to take it this way. Why not? You know, why should they change? Why stop?
Well, first of all, let me tell you, it's just a matter of time before she stops. You can rest assured. She's not going to just keep letting you just come over hitting it and just keep on. She's going to come to her senses, you know. She's going to come to her senses, you know. So did it get to the point, you know, where you juggling these women, that you coming by, you doing your thing. You don't have to spend a lot of money and this, that, and the other. But they're going to grasp. Women are very smart, okay. And when women are done, they're done, okay? So they're going to come to their senses. And then once they come to their senses, now you're stuck. Now you don't have anybody to go to, you know. So that's the reason to change, you know. That's the reason to change in itself, you know. And then you should not want to just – everyone wants someone to love. Everyone wants to be loved and wants to love someone, wants to take someone out to dinner and whatnot, you know what I mean? So – when you indulge in that type of behavior, you limit your outings of the women that you're actually, and you are what you attract, okay? Mm-hmm. I believe in the law of attraction. You are what you attract, you know, so sooner or later you're going to want to be in a relationship, but, you know, your energy is going to always pull you to that side of the fence, which is these overnight situations, which really ends up being non-loving, non-caring, non-fruitful relationships, if you will. So, and a guy that thinks he has it going on, first of all, there's not that many women, really. You're not going to juggle that many women doing and willing to put up with that. And if they do it, I'm telling you, it's not going to be for long. It's not. You know, one, two, three, you know, four times, that's it. They're going to know, what is the status of our relationship? Why aren't we going anywhere? Why we don't do things together and what have you. So now you have to move to the next one, stick and move, you know. But the next one might not be so open to that type of behavior. You know what I mean? So just a matter of time before his game gets found out. So he's not going to have it that good for long. And then who's to say what's good? Because I say that's really kind of bad. Because you don't really want to go out with the woman. All you want to do is have sex with her. After the sex is over, then you're stuck with being by yourself, lonely. You can't go to the movies with a young lady, take a young lady out, have no one to really give you gifts and love you and really, you know, be a part of that real aspect of being in love and in a relationship. So just a matter of time before it gets figured out.
You know, so you're producing the movie based on the book, and it's also male baggage. And in the movie, it's not that you have, you know, high-profile actors. You have real-life people who are talking about what they've been through, and it's not sugar-coated. It's real. And so one of the questions that's going to be addressed that I definitely wanted to cover on the show is why are so many black women single?
So many black women are single because it's not that many black men, okay? And I'm not talking about men from a physical standpoint. I'm talking about from a mental standpoint. You know, I go back to what I said earlier. You know, even you can use yourself. You know, how many men that you've actually met throughout your life? How many real men? You know, how many real men? You know. So, you know, you have, even statistically, the black woman out-educates the black male.
Yes.
She out-educates the black male, you know. So, you know, why are so many women there? You have a lot of men that have too much so-called pride, which is silly, where they, you know, the woman makes more money than them, they can't handle it, you know. They can't take it, you know. We don't have men being men, you know. So the reason a lot of women are single, you know, is because, and then like I go back to what I said earlier about the incarceration ratio, and then even outside of the incarceration scenario, look at the people or the males that's involved in just the prison system in general from a parole standpoint. They might not be in prison, but they're on parole. They got a record, you know. So as a woman, you have to deal with this if you're willing to pick these type of guys. Okay, he's a felon. Not saying he don't deserve a second chance or whatever, but you know the pool is real small. The pool is small, and you know from an African American standpoint, again, women outnumber men 10 to 1. 10 to 1. So if you outnumber a man 10 to 1, actually it's a little more than that. I mean, it's more like 17 to 1. But if it's 17 to 1, right? And you have, you know, 35% of men that's a part of the prison system, right, in different, you know, from parole or whatever it may be and been locked up before, an incarceration system. Then you have another 3%, or 5% that's gay, another 3% that's downloaded. And what does that leave you? You know, and then do you have another, what is it? I don't know. You got another 40% or so that's married, already married. So now you're talking, you left with about 17% to really choose from. You know, so
that's why. When you look at that, when you talk about that, why should black women limit ourselves to the black male? Y'all not doing it.
You don't. You don't. You don't.
But we get judged by that.
See, my thing, I wouldn't care what. Listen, my thing, I wouldn't give a care. What you go for what you need, you know. We ain't doing it, and then we go to the other doggone, you know, the other people, you know, and then we try to down y'all in the process,
yeah,
you know. And then here it is. And this is any society, right? The woman is the focal point. So goes your woman. So goes your man, right? So if the black woman isn't doing that well from a physical standpoint, mental standpoint, spiritual standpoint, right? That's a reflection on the male. That's a reflection on the male because you are a part of us, right? So if we're going to the other races, then we actually really spitting on you all face. But guess what? It doesn't. You got to go for what you know. You got to go for what you think is best for you, you know. Because like I said, from a community standpoint, where are we standing? What are we really doing as a black man? What are we really doing collectively? You know, collectively. Look at our music. Negative. You know, Look at what we bring. Look at not just the music. I mean, look at everything that goes on. Go to the mall. The kids are disrespectful. Mm-hmm. And then you say the kids disrespectful. You look at the dad. Where's the dad? Well, he's not in their life. You know, that you go find the dad. What is he doing? He got his pants down. He got his hair. Excuse me. He has his hat turned back. You know, he's talking, you know, foolish. So what does that leave the black? What does that leave the woman? That leaves her two options. Three, you know, one or two, you know, you could be gay. Okay. Or you could go to other races of men. You know, other races of men, they really speak highly of their women. Can you see a white man? Do you see any white, and I'm going to use the term white or Caucasian. Do you see any Caucasian on any music, right? Any of it, calling his woman a bitch? No. Call his woman a hoe? No, you don't. You know, but you hear it on our music all the time. All the time. Matter of fact, I challenge any listener out there right now to do this. Wherever you're at, wherever you're located, right, go to your local black station right now and listen to that, whatever song is on, and then listen to it for a minute and go to the white station and listen to it, whether it's country music or rock or whatever. You can rest assured the content is completely different. Completely different.
You know,
all our music is about sex, drugs, and violence. Sex, drugs, and violence.
Unfortunately, we're down to these last minutes of this show. So I want to make sure you put out your information before we go. So if you could do that real quick.
Okay. Well, my name is Quentin Morgan. You can find me on Facebook under Quentin Morgan, the Relationship Advocate. You also can find me on Instagram under Unique Fitness at Quentin Morgan. Also on Twitter under the same handle. That's Quentin Morgan at Unique Fitness. And you also can go to my website. That's quintinmorgan.yolasite.com. And Yola is spelled YOLASITE. That's yolasite.com. Or you can call me personally if you have any information, or you want me to speak, or you want to see the movie at a certain time, a certain place. You can call me at 904-770-9161.
You know, and also Unique is spelled YOUNEEK. I want to make sure everybody
Absolutely.
Got that right.
I'm sorry. Yes. It's spelled YOUNEEK. That's right. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. And also, everyone, you know, I have a movie coming out that I directed and produced.
Yes.
It's based upon my book itself. It's called Male Baggage. It's a documentary. It's called Male Baggage, and I have five men and two women speaking about, you know, the problems that we as men cause. And we also talk about solutions that can be done in order to bridge the gap between men and women as well.
And we will, Quentin, we're going to be doing a show in the near future that talks about interracial relationships. It came up in our discussion last week, Kimberly Arrington. If you missed that show, I'll share that again for people to hear.
Mm-hmm.
But I was planning to, so now I'll officially do it on our show, have you come mm-hmm. back when we go deeper into that subject, because I think it's something that, you know, we're talking about the beauty of the black woman and how some
mm-hmm.
people that's still not considered beautiful in our society. So we'll definitely have you back for that. I thank you so much for being with us today. If our listeners, if you want to get in touch with me, you can reach me at cowens@infinitycoaching.net, or you can call me at 901-218-7664. I'm all over social media, on Twitter at Carol R. Owens, and you can find me on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Google+. And be sure to pick up your copy of Male Baggage. You can find it on Amazon, or you can connect with Quentin and pick up a copy directly from him. Hopefully he'll autograph it for you as well. So definitely it has a lot of valuable information that will educate you on the type of baggage that men bring into relationships.
And Carolyn,
so thank you again for being with us.
Let me say this. Can I say this real quick?
You got 30 seconds before we cut off.
Okay. My new book will be out September 12th. It's entitled Male Baggage 2, subtitled Masters of Deception. So be looking out for that September the 12th.
We will definitely have you back on for that book launch, so that release.
Right.
Definitely have. We're going to have a release party here on Let's Coach with
All
Mark
right.
and Carolyn.
Absolutely.
I hope you enjoyed our show today. Again, Quentin, thank you so much for being with us today. It was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. And we got some more educating to do for our community out there.
Absolutely. Thank you. I'm glad to be a part of the number.
Okay. And for our listeners out there, thanks again. I want you to have a wonderful, blessed week. And remember, if it ain't broke, make it better.